Ernst & Young have roles available in tax, corporate finance, audit and advisory. Applications open on the 1st of July. Ernst & Young, proud sponsors of the May Bumps coverage on Cam FM.
Okay, so this is Ed on the long reach. We'll have M shortly, no doubt. We are really getting towards the excitement here. We had a weak sun. The weak sun's just gone behind. Some weak cloud here, but there's nothing weak whatsoever about the rowers at this stage of the day. This is Men's Division 2. I am on the long reach, but people have been toughing it out for a mile or so. There seems to be a dead creature floating in the river in front of me, which is slightly distasteful. But Hannah is at Ditton Corner, who is going to give you the rundown for Men's Division 2.
Hello, yes, I am here at Ditton. I can see the very excited crowds at the pile waiting to watch this race. And we're all very excited about Men's Division 2. And here is the rundown as it stands. So, first, we've got Downing 2. Behind them, first and third, 2. Following them, Gerson 1, Thomason 1, Peterhouse 1, Maggie 2. Chasing them, it's going to be Selwyn 1, Keys 2, Jesus 2, St Edmunds 1, Sydney Sussex 1, Wolfson 1, Pembroke 2 behind them. Behind them, we've got Anglia Ruskin 1, followed by Corpus Christi, Darwin, Christ, and then Queens is the sandwich boat. Back to you, Ed.
Yes, so we now have Em on the line, who is at Grassley Corner, and can tell us about the crowds of 1 minute cannon having just gone. Or maybe we still don't have Em on the line, in which case Benedict should be seeing the crews undergoing their final preparations for the race, where the crews tend to get pushed out of the river about half a minute before the race. Obviously, it's important that the boats point straight down the river at the start, so it's a real technical challenge to make sure they aren't getting slightly blown off course or pointing sideways, because, of course, that will affect their races. Anything else affecting their races, Benedict?
Thank you, Ed. And yes, you're exactly right. 30 seconds before the start cannon, they have pushed out. And just as you throw to me, the start cannon blows itself. I don't know what a start cannon does, actually. And they're coming down to me. And so we're expecting Downing M2 to be the first one. Then first and third two. Gerson 1, Thomason 1, and Peterhouse 1. And here they come, Downing 2, rowing really cleanly here. Now, Downing 2 got their blades in length, this same crew. So they'll be looking to row up actually into the M1 division, which we'll see later on. If they stick on and row over here, there'll be the sandwich boat then, and they may make it by bumping up into M1. Following them, first and third two, who are already losing ground on them. Downing 2 really ploughing ahead as they go round and into the gut. That's very impressive. The reason first and third two losing their place, because they're not rowing fast enough. Gerson M1, I almost catch them. They've got overlap. The whistles are blowing by the time of the gut. In fact, right now, the cox of first and third two has just conceded a bump. Gerton 1, number on first and third two. Following them, Omerton 1 and Peterhouse 1. Omerton 1 rowing nicely, rowing cleanly on the entry into the gut around first post corner. And then Peterhouse 1 coming past me, where I see a little splash. In fact, I just got some in my eye. Maggie's 2 are the sixth boat behind Peterhouse 1. Holding station, these three boats. Nothing very exciting yet. Although, as we get round to Grassy, we'll see if something slightly more exciting happens. And then Selwyn 1 are the next boat, holding station again with Maggie's. Maggie's looks to be catching up ever so slightly as they turn into the gut round first post corner. The next boat is E2, so no further bumps yet. We're going to see what's happening a little bit further down the division, but first I'll throw to Em. Em, are you at Grassy?
Yes, Benedict, I am. Hi, nice to join you. Downing are just passing Grassy Corner, and they look beautiful. Gorgeous line, beautiful catches, blade heights all the same, and they're going to row over absolutely easily. But behind them, it's all getting very interesting, because we have Thomason coming up, but behind them, Alan DC, half a length. LNBC are within half a length of Peterhouse, closing as they come round the corner. I mean, there's only a length between Peterhouse and Homerton. It's all so close. So we're going to have to see what happens as they come further round. I don't think there's going to be a bump on this corner. Peterhouse pulling away slightly as they leave Grassy Corner. But I mean, within a length of LNBC 2, they're Selwyn 1, and they're looking very strong indeed. Behind that, I can see Keith, and they're just rowing up. So, Benedict, anything further happening at first post?
Thank you, Em. So, Jesus 2 and Ed 2, Ed's 1, Sydney Sussex 1, and Wolfson 1 have all gone past me. I've just seen, though, the Cox of ARU 1 concede to Corpus 1. That's a bump of Corpus 1, on Anglia Ruskin 1. Literally exactly where I'm standing. After that, clear water. So I'm guessing something's happened between Derby 1 and Christ 2. I'll work out what's happened there. Em, it sounded pretty exciting with you, though. Back to you at Grassley, Em.
Well, no, nothing more is happening in front of me. I can see Evans 1 passing me. Behind them, we've got Sydney Sussex 1, looking very strong. But more interestingly, coming up, it's Wolfson 1 and Pembroke 2 are closing on them very closely indeed. They're within half a length. Well, they're all coming up to half a length, so we'll see how they if we can help them. So we come round to Dixon Corner. What's happening now? The exciting action that was happening earlier.
I've just seen Homerton team pass. We followed closely by Peter Hunter. Looks like that's going to be exciting further up. About half a length between them. The Hot Amelias are Maggie. There's about half a length between them and Peterhouse. Now, behind them, Selwyn doesn't look like they're giving them much trouble. And between Selwyn and, it looks like between Selwyn and Keith, there's not going to be much trouble at all. About three lengths between them. Is anything happening at Grassiam?
No, I can just see Queen's 2 rowing up there. They're obviously the sandwich boat, and they're nowhere near anyone. There's been two bumps ahead of them, and they're just going to have a long row home, I think. So, Hannah and Ed, why don't you try and make sense of what's happening ahead of us?
Well, on the long reach, I can just start to see that battle between Homerton, Peterhouse and LMBC2. It looks like it's going to get very interesting as they close down towards the railway bridge. We will go back briefly to Dutch and Hannah.
Well, just where I am now, I am seeing Sydney Sussex row past me. Sydney Sussex not troubled at all by Wolfson, but Wolfson looks like they might be having a bit of a battle with Pembroke. There's only about half a length between them, and then Pembroke are pulling up fast on Wolfson. Looks like that could be quite interesting, but holding steady at the moment. Wolfson are pulling very, very hard to try and get around Dickon without any kind of problem. But Pembroke looks like they really want to come. Looks like they're closing in right now.
Yes, I can. Downing 2 have just gone past me. They are going to roll over. They're probably conserving some energy for M1. But you are talking about quite interesting. We can now talk about fascinating. We have Homerton and Peterhouse, probably a third of a length separating them. They've still got plenty of distance left to run. They've just come around the kink in the middle of the long reach. They are now drifting across the river state, the inside for the next left-hand corner. And behind LMBC, where you said Selwyn were going to roll over, doesn't look like they're rolling over today. There, Balmore is flirting with the cox of the LMBC 2 boat. She pushes against the Selwyn boat to make sure it doesn't tangle with the oars of her opponent, because they will both be pulling into the bike. That is a bump between LMBC 2 and Selwyn here, and the battle rages on ahead between Holton and Peterhouse, with Peterhouse now tucking to the inside, Holton staying on the outside, perhaps on a wing and a player that won't get tagged on the inside of the corner, but can hold Peterhouse off if they stay on the outside under the railway bridge. It's looking like that might be their strategy. Now they're cutting across, because it is quicker if you take the inside line. We probably ought to briefly go back to you, actually, just in case anything else has happened with your addition, Hannah.
Nothing else has happened at Chitton. I was watching Pembroke really, really chasing Wolfson, so it'll be interesting to know if anything happened there, Ed, when they come to you. At the moment, I've just seen Queens go past me. Obviously, they're rowing over. Ed, could you see what happened between Wolfson and Pembroke at all?
Well, the answer here will tell you everything you need to know. No, I can't see. There I can see Queens too. Tedious row over about three lengths clear of Jesus 2, who are even further clear of St. Edmunds behind. St. Edmunds not really pursued by Sydney Sussex. Everyone seems to conserve energy. And then we have clear water. And that clear water is a very clear indication of the fact that Pembroke 2 will have bumped up on Wolfson today. We've had Corpus bump Anglia Ruskin. I assume Christ 2 bumped up on Darwin, which we were saying could have happened earlier, and Queen's 2 of the sandwich boat then really have no one to pursue at all, so we'll just roll over. So if we go back to Benedict for an update on the confirmed bumps before we give you an update on Hamilton Peterhouse. Benedict. Okay, I don't know if we've got Benedict. Em, you everyone's got a rundown of the confirmed bumps.
And I'll give it my best go from here at Gressie. So Downing M2 rode over with very little difficulty. Durston 1 bumped up on first and third 2. First post corner, which is a real shame for them. They've been having difficulties this term, and obviously going to show this one in this one. Hamilton and Peterhouse, we're waiting to hear from you, Ed. Selwyn 1 bumped up onto Maggie 2, even after Maggie 2 looked like they were coming close to Peterhouse 1, so that's interesting. Keith 2 rode over, Jesus 2 rode over, St Edmunds 1 rode over, Sydney Sussex 1 rode over, Pembroke 2 bumped up onto Baltimore 1, Ruskin 1, Christ 2 bumped up onto Darwin 1, and Queen's 2, the sandwich boat, rode over. So, Ed, have you got any update on the Homerton and Peterhouse situation?
Well, if you've heard anything which sounds a little bit like a Hoover in the last couple of minutes, we've had two trains speeding across the railway bridge here. So I'm looking now down past Morley Hole, which is the lower finish in this division. Of course, part of the Peterhouse being fourth and fifth on the river in the division at the start of the day would have gone right down to the finish by the Chesterton footbridge. But to be honest, if there was a bump right at the end, then that would be a quite exceptional effort by both the crews, although Homerton probably wouldn't reflect on it that way. But we're going to have to fill you in on that in a few minutes when we do a results update. Downing 2, who rode over at the head of that division. They had an easy rollover, and it will aid their push to try and establish themselves in Men's Division 1 in just over an hour's time. Behind that, Girton 1, who got blades at length. Well, they just flew up to the back of first and third 2, bumped first and third 2, at first post, believe it or not, for a division of this quality. Thank you, good night. It wasn't quite as brief, the battle between Homerton and Peterhouse. That raged all the way down the river, close to about a third of a length halfway down the long route. An excellent battle. Both crews rowing well. Both crews using some tactical nous to try and feel out the other boat. But they didn't get close enough for there to be a bump. It extended to about a length by the finish. So behind that, we had Selwyn bumped up on LNBC 2. That was another good battle, happened halfway down the long reach. Behind that, we had a few rollovers. Keith 2, Jesus 2, St Edmunds, Sydney, Pembroke 2, Wilson. I was listening to Hannah's commentary around Ditton. Sounded like they were getting extremely close, and they must have barely made it onto the long reach because I didn't see head nor tail of them. Corpus bumped up on Anglia Ruskin early on before first post, and Christ 2 bumped up on Darwin. Again, I believe that was very close to the start, which meant the sandwich boat at Queen's 2 had no one to pursue and just had to row over, so they will be the head of Division 3, rowing lots of distance again, if they can hold off the crew behind them, tomorrow.